Welcome to the News Hound Situation Report, number one, dated the 13th of February, 2008. This is member True American. Hope you're having a good day. Venezuela has apparently halted oil sales to ExxonMobil Corporation. Venezuela is trying to nationalize a lot of their oil production, and ExxonMobil has gotten caught in the middle of this. And so what's happening is Venezuela had threatened to cut off complete oil supplies to the United States because the United States was planning on seizing billions of dollars in assets. Venezuela said no, and you know ExxonMobil has a large interest here. So now it appears that Venezuela has halted oil sales to ExxonMobil completely. I believe they're still doing business with some of the other oil corporations like Chevron and a couple of others. But that's one news piece that's just come out. In another piece, the Center for Public Integrity has come out with a report. Well, they haven't quite come out with it yet. That's what the news is. But basically, if you go to the Center for Public Integrity website, which is www.publicintegrity.org, they have a story about danger zones in the Great Lakes. And what this is about is the CDC has for years been developing this study about how up in the Great Lakes region, researchers have found low birth weights, elevated rates of infant mortality and premature births, and elevated death rates from breast cancer, colon cancer, and lung cancer. And apparently this study has been through a pretty good bit of scrutiny from a lot of health experts and state experts. And apparently, I will say apparently, some governmental suppression of this report. One of the interesting comments that was made on this report is that the Bush administration, it seems to be consistent with some of the other things that they've done, have potentially tried to suppress this report. And one of the comments made about this was is that, as an example, they're doing this by cutting funding to things that would show bad in the public light. Like, for instance, one comment was said that he's cut funding on a study of the toxicity in fish levels in the Great Lakes, for example. So anyway, the government says that the report is somewhat below their normal quality level because apparently they used figures that were from 2001 and 2004, and just bringing it to your attention. Apparently, Google, Yahoo, and Microsoft have joined VeriSign for what's called a compulsive internet ID card. Now, I don't have a whole lot of information on this. I may add to this later, but apparently this compulsive internet ID card is attempting to make all internet passwords obsolete. Apparently, this can be found at openid.net. It says, in 2008, we can expect to see a larger focus on making OpenID even more accessible to a mainstream audience. The development of a worldwide trademark using usage policy, a larger international focus on working with the OpenID communities in Asia and Europe. Needless to say, I am not crazy about it, as I'm sure many of you will not be. Iran has test-fired Russian missiles near the Strait of Hormuz. Now, as Iran, of course, this is a big, huge issue. The whole business of Bush wanting to go to war, and then is Israel going to do it? We don't know yet, but the bottom line here is that on February 7th, apparently Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard test-fired its new Russian defense missiles near the Straits of Hormuz, and I believe this has to do with the Tor-M1 Russian missile system that Russia has sold to Iran. And, of course, the implications of that, firing those in the Straits of Hormuz, of course, is that the Persian Gulf fleet is sitting right there. And you can see the potential danger there. Okay, the Senate apparently has banned waterboarding as a form of torture, in addition to some other torture methods. Now, of course, we had the big scandal with Abu Ghraib and all those nasty pictures that came out from, you know, people that were being tortured. Needless to say, it caused a big controversy. Many of you are going to be familiar with that. Well, apparently, in a good move, in my opinion, the Senate has banned waterboarding. Now, as to whether they're going to try to achieve retroactive status and evidence for future court cases that are going to be based upon some of the evidence that was obtained under waterboarding torture, I think that remains to be seen yet, but that's another story and just in the news. In another bit of jaw-dropping news, it appears now that police are going to be allowed to use taser guns on children. Yes, you heard me correctly. Until now, tasers that emit a 50,000-volt electric shock, they have been used primarily as a non-lethal alternative to firearms. But apparently now they're going to be able to use them against kids, and there appears to be a significant risk of death from heart attack against minors. And that is a story that is just pretty amazing to me, that they would let that happen. Iran has postponed talks with the United States over Iraq. Apparently for no reason, they have pulled out at the last second the day before the meeting was to be held. And so that's pretty much that. That comes to us from the BBC News in London. In another report, which has been covered on ATS, I did want to go over the situation with the August 30th B-2 bomber that apparently carried up to six, some say five, some say six, we're not clear on that, but six nuclear warheads mounted on the pylons of the wings from Minot Air Force Base down to Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana. Now, that may not sound like something that's that big a deal, but if you know anything about nuclear weapons, that is a very major big deal. Nuclear weapons are not supposed to be flying over the United States. Apparently, as the story goes, some of these weapons, which are advanced cruise missiles, ACM-129s to be specific, were, according to the Bush administration of the Pentagon, accidentally loaded onto a B-52 bomber and transported from Minot Air Force Base down to Louisiana. And after several long discussions and many threads on the subject, and I guess the conclusion is that there's really no conclusion to what happened. The Air Force is saying one thing. A lot of people are saying others. We've even got news reports from some that the Bush administration, in fact, that maybe Bush or Cheney himself actually authorized the loading of those weapons. There's what appears to be speculation from and conflicting reports from different websites about this situation. This happened on August 30th last year. But news about it and stories have been surfacing on it, and some of the claims are pretty outrageous. One of them is that the Bush and Cheney themselves actually authorized the loading of those missiles, and apparently another website's claiming that there are certain anonymous military investigators that are saying that those weapons were actually scheduled to be unloaded and used against, believe this or not, terror attacks on five or six major U.S. cities. I know that sounds crazy, and it sure does, but that's what one website reported. Another website reports that these weapons were actually loaded to go to Iran. And that seems to be a possibility because that particular Air Force base down in Louisiana is typically a staging ground for flights to the Middle East for that purpose. So there's a lot of controversy surrounding that report, but it's a huge deal. One of the big problems with it is that they are nuclear weapons, and there are extremely very complicated layered defense measures in place for these weapons to even get out of their, to even be seen, let alone get out of their loading docks. And I mean, we're talking people with armed guard, you know, major armed guard contingents here that that supervise the any movement. And there's all kinds of paperwork that has to be filled out. I mean, it's just not something that happens as a mistake. And this is one of the reasons why there's so many people that are concerned that could this been a classified mission to actually go in and drop nuclear bombs, yielding up to 150 kilotons, which is small by some standards, but huge by others. These missiles apparently are variable yield, meaning they can be programmed to yield anywhere from about 15 kilotons up to 150 kilotons. And for comparison's sake, the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima was anywhere from, some say, 8 to 13 or 14, maybe 15 kilotons. And it killed well over 200,000 people. So you can imagine what the implications of that are. Whether this was an attempt to, some conspiracy theorists are saying that this could be an attempt to, for another, quote, false flag operation, much the way many people feel 911 was. But this time, a lot bigger. Others again are saying that it was as an attempt to go bomb Iran, and other reports have it that this attempt was stopped internally by other elements in the Air Force who refused to go in and nuke Iran. Crazy, crazy story, and still developing to this day. If there's anything more on that that comes about, I will hopefully report it in the future. In another bit of news that concerns false flag operations, now that we were talking about that, this has been posted on ATS, but a recently declassified NSA report is now confirming that the Gulf of Tonkin incident, known to escalate the Vietnam War, was actually true. And a quick synopsis of that is that the American ship that fired supposedly on these attacking Vietnamese gunboats, that the gunboats were never really there. And the reason they're able to decipher that is because the information from the NSA is that when they went back to review the logs, they found that no such ship was fired upon. And this has been kept secret now for a long, long time. And a lot of people have speculated and insisted that that incident never happened. And many people have claimed the opposite. So this is the confirmation from the NSA itself that the Gulf of Tonkin incident was indeed staged for political means to escalate the Vietnam War. A sad, sad situation indeed when you consider how many people's lives were lost subsequently to that. It is an almost unthinkable thing for a government to do, for political means. Another report that, again, has been on above top secret. A report came out about all of the lies that the Bush administration apparently told about the intelligence they had, 935 of them to be exact, leading us up to the Iraq War. If you remember, we were sold this Iraq War on the notion that Iraq had tons of weapons of mass destruction. And with other stories that have come out, it is now known that the CIA itself had intelligence. They were in Iraq prior to that, and they well knew that Saddam did not have any weapons of mass destruction to speak of, that he had stopped production of those in 1991. And our own intelligence was telling the administration this, and yet somehow, I guess I'll leave that up to you to figure out, we still ended up over there. So just another report on what apparently is increasingly by the day seeming to be an administration that is willing to, and I can safely say with reasonable confidence, they are willing to manipulate evidence to further what they believe is proper agenda for America, the country, and its people. And myself personally, I just don't feel that's right. I think that goes above and beyond. And the main reason is that, look, there's people's lives at stake here. Not just our lives, but more so other reports of a million Iraqis dying over this war. All of this on manipulated evidence? On evidence that's been twisted and taken out of context? Well, they're doing this now, it appears, for Iran. Because Iran, according to our own national intelligence estimate, stopped producing or stopped enriching uranium for weapons production back in 2003. And then, apparently, I saw an interview where President Bush had come out saying that, yeah, our intelligence estimates said that, but the fact that they did or were trying to do them once doesn't mean that they can't try to do it again. And so now, since then, just recently, in the last couple of days, another report's come out from another high-up person in White House intelligence that is, you know, saying the same thing, that now on the basis of the fact that they were doing it, that we should still continue to see Iran as this big evil country that's going to, you know, nuke the United States or something. And I'm sorry, but I'm just not buying it. And more news. You may recall somebody by the name of Sybil Edmonds. If you don't know who Sybil Edmonds is, she was a former ex-CIA FBI translator who worked in Turkey and basically got her cover kind of got blown in a court case with Valerie Plame and all of that. But she recently is now apparently in not living in the U.S. anymore, and has come out accusing the Bush administration all kinds of pretty damning things. And one of the latest things here is that apparently, I'll read to you. She accused the Bush administration of covering up sensitive documents suggesting high-level U.S. complicity in Pakistan's nuclear program. So basically, Sybil has been waiting for the press in the United States and Congress to get behind her to urge public hearings on the information that she has. And apparently, Republican Henry Waxman and Senator Patrick Leahy have been sitting for years on the classified testimony sworn by Edmonds, and they're just not going to do anything about it. So that's about that. And in another bit of news, a little more lighthearted here. Alex Jones' website, Infowars.com, has now started a new social networking feature that is kind of neat. Just wanted to throw that out there quickly for people that might like Alex Jones and his thing. Go visit Infowars.com because they just put up a brand new webpage and they've got all kinds of neat, cool features over there. While we're on the subject of Alex Jones, I also wanted to report about an interview that I heard on the Alex Jones radio show with Larry Nichols. Now, Larry Nichols is a guy that had a lot to do. He's ex-CIA, a lot to do with the Clinton Chronicles, and been really high up involved with some major court cases and such as Valerie Plame, Vince Foster, and all kinds of other stuff. And some of the things he said on that radio show were absolutely incredible. One of which being that he claimed that Iran already has nuclear weapons and has had them for some time, and that they were gotten from Russia, China, and North Korea, in addition to Pakistan. Now, with what I just said about Sybil Edmonds and the United States' high-level involvement with the Pakistan nuclear weapons program, isn't that funny how things come around to bite us in the butt? But the bigger issue is, if Iran already has nuclear weapons, and this is a known thing, apparently among intelligence circles, then you just got to wonder what all the media play is with Israel saying that they'd never tolerate Iran having nuclear weapons and all this. Now, you know, is this true or not? I don't know. But I'll tell you what, go do a little research on Larry Nichols. And it's pretty mind-bending stuff. The guy has some pretty serious credentials, and if you heard him talk on the Alex Jones radio show, I think that must have made a serious impression, because the implications of that are pretty huge, especially as it concerns Israel. One of the other things that Larry Nichols also talked about, which I thought was pretty incredible, I did a story recently on election fraud. And Skeptic Overlord had sent me a UDU saying, asking me if I wanted to do an ATS premium on it, and I told him I would. But when I got into looking at the ATS premium submission form and stuff, I had started to do the article in Microsoft Word, and I wanted to include videos and pictures and all this stuff, and I wasn't sure how to do it, so I just pretty much got kind of frustrated and kind of gave it up. Anyway, the bottom line is, Larry Nichols on this Alex Jones radio show was talking about, Alex had asked him about, you know, election fraud and rigging voting machines. And Larry Nichols' response was, I've rigged more voting machines than most people have ever seen. And I think this was in combination with him talking about CIA operations in other countries, clandestine operations to bring down governments and regime change and this kind of thing. So while Larry Nichols didn't specifically refer to USA voting machines, I must say, if you've ever seen the testimony of Clinton Curtis and the 2004 Ohio debacle, which is incredibly damning testimony from a computer programmer who was approached by Tom Feeney's campaign to actually rig the vote in 2004, Larry Nichols' statement rings a huge major church bell in my courtyard. I don't know about you guys, but that was pretty amazing that he would say that. So that's one of the outstanding things I've got to do. I want to get a hold of Larry Nichols and find out what more he may know about some things going on in the United States election system, because as we know, there's major problems with some of the voting machine, and it's not just the voting machines. There appears to be chain of custody issues, real bad, and a lot of other things and anomalies and problems with the election system, which if you want to go research, you can get into. But those are the major things that struck me about the conversation with Larry Nichols and Alex Jones. So that's pretty much it for my situation report on the 13th of February 2008. If you guys like this kind of reporting, just let me know. If not, I will quit. But I'm certainly enjoying it and trying to bring you some news quickly, hopefully, for people that don't have the time to go through all of ATS and other sites. I hope this has been a help.